اتفق تغرات لوك روم تور بكاتن
لغ 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 يا ما it's about when the birds return, like the Canada goose, the crane, and then the famous crow or the raven that's always around.
That's Julia Cipri, the leader of the Nabuskiak dance group, describing one of the village's oldest songs. It was one of the few that remain from before the missionaries stopped Iraq in Nabuskiak. That was in the 1930s. For 70 years, the drums fell silent. Julia was born during that time. She first saw Yupik dancing on TV while watching a Native arts festival.
I wanted to start it too. I knew we were missing out.
Her grandfather had been part of the last generation in the village to drum in the 1930s. She wanted to continue that tradition. When she was a young teacher at the Nabuskiak school, she got her chance. It was the year 2000. The principal asked Julia if she would begin a dance group, but she couldn't do it on her own. She and a group of others asked the two churches in the community for approval first, the Russian Orthodox Church and the Moravian Church. They both said yes.
It was surreal. Like, we were able to breathe again.
Julia and another teacher met with an elder who remembered Nabuskiak's dances. The elder was Emma Clark. However, Emma did not want to be seen dancing.
So she requested a closet, and we'd be in the closet, and she would teach and record then.
Julia choked up as she remembered Emma.
I guess she felt scared. She didn't want people to see her singing and dancing.
In all, Emma passed down 6 songs and dances to the community. A group from Bethel also came to Nabuskiak and helped teach them to dance, sing, and drum again. Many people in Nabuskiak were apprehensive about joining in after 7 decades without the tradition. But, Julia said, eventually that apprehension gave way to joy.
Looking back, the people that were excited about it kind of spread, you know, throughout the community. If they could do it, wow, and they're so happy they saw that, so they wanted to join.
Nabuskiak has been dancing now for over 20 years. Julia has remained its main singer, drummer, and composer. It's unusual for women to lead Yupik dancing. She's written most of the village's songs. Most are inspired by watching her children. She's written songs about hunting, playing basketball, and subsistence projects. One of the group's favorite songs is about collecting punk fungus from birch trees. The Nabuskiak group consists of around 30 dancers. However, this chamay, some members did not perform and instead took advantage of a sunny day to go ice fishing. The group is multi-generational. Some of the members are students at the Nabuskiak school, where Julia still works as a Yuktun and English teacher. She says it's important to pass the traditions to younger generations.
Through the kids. If our kids aren't dancing, if the kids aren't singing, it'll stop.
With Yuktun translation help from Julia Jimmy, I'm Desiree Hagen at the Chamay Alaska Native Dance Festival in Bethel.